Okay, we're here with Don Friedman, who is a political consultant, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what he does. Don, tell me how you got into the whole thing of political consulting.
I guess I was always interested in the political process from the time I was a kid. And there were always elections, and I loved taking part in them. When I was in college, the issue of the Vietnam War was the dominant story of the day. I supported George McGovern and had the opportunity to travel to many states to help Senator McGovern win the Democratic nomination for the presidency. Obviously, he didn't do that well in the fall election, but he surprised everyone and became the major force behind the anti-war movement. And I learned a lot from the McGovern campaign. First was that a campaign needs to have a message. People need to understand what sets you apart from the other fellow. And secondly, campaigns need to identify who their voters are, mm-hmm. who they're attractive to, and then get them out to vote on election day. I'm reminded that Howard Dean was the next president of the United States until anyone cast a vote, mm-hmm. at which point the plan fell apart. He had a message, but he didn't know who his voters were. Mm-hmm. My job is to make sure the candidates have both a message and that campaigns understand who their voters are and how to get them out to vote.
Well, how do you determine who the voters are?
Well,
or who their constituents are?
Well, there's a number of ways of doing it. You start with understanding what the district looks like geographically and then politically, and then going household by household, and we have records of who voted in each election.
So what you're saying, that when an American goes to cast a vote, that record is kept then?
Yes, there is a record, not of who you voted for, mm-hmm. but the fact that you showed up to vote at all.
And that both for presidential as well?
Every election. Now, there may be some states where they don't keep the records long, but private list brokers do acquire them. And they're available nationally.
So what's the value of knowing?
Well, the value is that a campaign needs to understand that there are people who vote in every election, whether it's important or not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if someone's going to vote, you've got to persuade them to vote for you. Mm-hmm. There are other people who are a little more lax in their voting responsibility. They vote when the mood strikes them. There's a lot of Americans who vote in a presidential election, and a great number who vote in Senate and congressional elections, but far fewer Americans participate at a local level, in a state election, a county election, a city council election. And so whatever it is you're running for, you have to have a clear handle on who you can expect to vote.
So you do a lot of work with local campaigns, I think.
Yeah, most of my work is done at the congressional level and down. Mm-hmm. I'm from Pennsylvania. We have a system where we have a state legislature, a state senate. I do a lot of those campaigns. We have county executive races, city council races in large cities. We elect judges, and I do a lot there. But most of my work is basically helping people focus on what they want to accomplish and who they need to persuade to vote for them, and then how to make that happen.
And what about the presidential campaigns? I think you were active, you said, at the local level with the Clinton campaign.
Well, sure. Presidential campaigns are actually 50 state campaigns. Mm-hmm. And a state campaign is generally a campaign in each region of the state. And within each region of the state, it's county by county, city by city, district by district. You know, presidential campaigns get a lot of TV, get a lot of coverage, but at the end of the day, someone has to persuade people in Ohio to come out and vote in an election they may not care much about.
Well, how do you do that on the local level? You're in Pittsburgh.
Well,
let's say for a national, let's say that looking at the upcoming election, and a candidate's going to come to you and say, okay, what can you do for me? How can you get out my vote there?
Well, the important thing in any community is understanding who's going to vote without your help.
Mm-hmm.
Then understanding who's available that might take a push to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then figuring out what kind of push it's going to take to get some people out to vote.
Well, now, which one is the most, which group's the most valuable?
Well, what's most valuable in a presidential are the people who need a push.
Oh.
Because people who are going to vote with or without a push are going to vote based on the media message.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, you know, there's an awful lot of people who may agree with a candidate, and they're very vocal in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
They're very vocal over the family dinner table. But on the day it comes to vote, they go, well, you know, I'm busy, I had to work long, I had to make dinner. You know, there's always a reason that somehow they missed it.
Right, right. Or, you know, what difference is my, just my one vote going to make?
Well, that's right.
Until what happened with the Bush campaign, the Bush-Gore.
Well, that's, listen, President Bush has been a very lucky fella in terms of winning two very close elections. In the first time out, most of us on my side of the aisle really believe he lost, particularly with voters confusing the ballot in Florida and voting for Buchanan rather than Mr. Gore, Senator Gore. 4 years later, he won because Ohio came in for him.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio wasn't supposed to come in for him.
Mm-hmm. What happened there?
Well, what happened is the Republicans did a great job getting rural Ohioans out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my friends in Cleveland, who were responsible for getting the big vote out there, accomplished their goal and then some.
Mm-hmm.
So, on paper, we should have won Ohio.
Right.
But the Republicans had a different plan. They said, we're going to have to get out an extraordinarily large rural vote of people who will vote on conservative values and help us. And they did it.
So that would be an example of looking at not the people that you know that you can count on, that you're reaching by the national media, but those that need the push to vote.
Right.
And they were able to get out a large number of the people who needed a push.
That's right. Right now, in a hotly contested national election, overall turnout across this nation is about
50%. 50%.
Now, if you reduce it down to local elections, it's about 20%. So the 30% in between, at one level or another, you need to activate.
And how is it that you actually get them out to vote? What concrete things do you do?
I knock on their door.
Literally?
Not literally me, but, thousands of people go door to door in their neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
identify who really is there, mm-hmm. who's eligible to vote. And we identify those people who agree in principle with mm-hmm. our candidate and who casually say, I would support this candidate over that candidate when I would go to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to say to yourself, okay, here's a guy that will vote for my guy if he shows up. I have to get him or her to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the job becomes pulling them out to vote.
And how do you do that?
Well, you keep reminding them about Election Day. And you
telephone them?
Oh, you mail them, you telephone them, you knock on their door, you leave pieces of literature in their door. My favorite technique beyond all that is on the morning of the election, early, 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 you leave a big obnoxious door hanger out saying, today is the day to vote.
I've seen those on my door.
Yes, okay, today is the day to vote. Don't miss today's vote.
Uh-huh.
And then we actually stand at the polls, and as everyone comes in, we get their name. And we go down our list and we say, has Marianne voted? Has George voted? Has Al voted? And at about 6 o'clock, we go knock on your door again and say, you know, Marianne, we missed you at the polls. Come on out.
Still time to cast your
you know,
vote.
It is vote by vote by vote.
Wow.
Multiplied thousands upon thousands of time over.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, it's really interesting to hear the nuts and bolts, or the nitty-gritty of what actually goes on, and as the presidential election grows near, I hope maybe you'll talk to us again a little bit about how the campaigns are shaping up.
It's going to be a fascinating presidential race. You know, none of us have a clue as to what's really
right.
going to happen.
Okay, well, thank you very much.